We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart, more with in-studio guest Sean Colvin coming up here in just a bit. This hour, though, we're going to start out with the Songwriter Podcast and episode 5 of season number 7. This is the production of Ben Arthur working in New York. He pairs a singer and songwriter with written or spoken word and then brings in a social scientist. Templeton World Charity Foundation makes Songwriter possible, and they are looking for stories of human flourishing. So let's get to this week's episode and our talk with Ben Arthur about Songwriter. It's not just a pairing of a writer and a songwriter this week. It's actually a writer and a director and an actor. Tell us who's guesting on this week's program.
Silas Howard is a filmmaker and a director and a sometimes actor, and also the former member of a punk band. And that is part of his background as an artist. And we got a chance to talk about that before he shared a beautiful piece about caring for his mother through dementia.
I think of all of the people who had parents from the 70s had kind of these kind of parents quite often. This is a random tangent, but when I was making a movie in Cape Town, we went on a safari and they were teaching about zebras and giraffes, and zebras are amazing parents and they'll adopt the giraffe babies because giraffes are terrible parents. And I was like, I think I had giraffe parents. I think a lot of people in the 70s had giraffe parents. They're like, I think I had a baby over there. But there was so much love, and like my mom and my dad were both outsiders. They were nonconformists. They really didn't fit in. And I think there was that sort of bond that we had. They were proud of me for my not fitting in-ness.
There's a beautiful story he tells where he remembers his mother leaving him. She left for Montreal and didn't come back for 7 years. She said she'd be back the next week and didn't come back for 7 years. And he said he remembered this for years, her sitting with him in the car. And in his memory, he was sitting in the driver's seat. But when he went back to think about it, he realized he was 7 years old. And there's no reason he would have been sitting in the driver's seat. But that was the way his mind spoke about what was being put on him.
And in this pursuit of human flourishing, you bring a social scientist into each one of these discussions. Dr. Epps, who is a PhD in nursing and specializes on health disparities and issues like that. How does she enter the conversation?
Dr. Epps specializes in helping people connect religious practice, their faith practice, to caregiving, and especially talks about ways that she has created toolkits for people to, you know, someone who might be struggling with memories of the recent past, you know, might come alive when she hears a hymn from her past.
That story is the reality for many people, where their relationship with the person or their relative or friend that they're caring for now may not have been great and in the beginning or full of great memories, right? It could have had hurt involved in that, pain, people being banned from the family. Now you're the person that has to care and support that person that caused that hurt, that caused that pain. And that is very challenging. I mean, for somebody that's not a caregiver, that's hard to do.
Dr. Epps is, you know, a very thoughtful caregiver and someone who helps a lot of families get through these incredibly hard moments.
After all of this discussion, there is a song, an answer song to the written work from Silas. So tell us about the songwriter and the song that is being presented this time.
Dorian Wood is an extraordinary artist. If you listen to her body of work, it's this delicate, crystalline, gorgeous, operatic music. It sometimes has elements of folk. It sometimes has, you know, big swinging for the fences vocals. She's just a beautiful artist.
What Silas was like immortalizing in his writing is the idea that we can time travel. We do all the time. If we need a certain moment to feed us in the now, we go back to it.
She also is someone who argues for rejecting heteronormativity, rejecting, you know, the politics of being polite and small, and also what she terms chrononormativity.
I want to keep defying chrononormativity, meaning, you know, defying chronological time and the way that has been imposed on us who don't abide by the cis hetero binary standards. And that is, you know, what, you know, what I like to term in this, you know, in this moment is queer magic.
I love you. I'm sorry. You always were the easiest thing to love you. Never really had a childhood I can't be. Leave someone like you would hang out with someone like me. You're probably too young for this. We're out of food for the baby. I could have had a beautiful life gone to Montreal for the weekend. Close your eyes, gone to Montreal. Close your eyes for the weekend. Close your eyes, gone to Montreal.
The song Winooski, and that comes from Dorian Wood, who wrote that song in response to a story from Silas Hauer, the filmmaker and director, along with added interpretation from Dr. Farron Epps. These are the people participating in this week's episode of the Songwriter Podcast. They are in Season 7. You can get them wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find out more by going to benarthur.com or songwriterpodcast.com.